It is said in the scriptures that the living entity has ability to desire. But once he desires, he has no control of the subsequent things that happen to him. Because as soon as he desires something, then it is arranged by the Lord. For example, Dhruva Maharaj desired to have a kingdom greater than his father and grandfather, which he later did not want. But still the Lord told him to accept. In the same manner, the living entities have several desires in their heart, due to which the different limbs of their body, the mind and the senses, they all engage subsequently in different types of activities that brings forth the destiny of the living entity. So pravritti means to engage in some activity with the body, mind and words. Nivritti means to refrain from activities. All of us on an everyday basis, morning to night, you will see we are engaging in certain activities and we are refraining from certain activities. But we will see gradually over a period of time, whatever type of desires that we develop in our heart, our life will flow in that direction. Just like it is said, when one becomes very sincere in seeking the absolute truth, it is the Paramatma who arranges for him to meet a bona fide spiritual master. And after meeting a bona fide spiritual master, the living entity gets to hear the sublime message coming from the spiritual world. And then his life is accordingly molded subsequently. So in the same manner, if one cultivates spiritual desires, and by cultivating such spiritual desires, then one also engages in spiritual activities with utmost sincerity, then gradually the service attitude develops in the heart of the living entity. When that seva bhavana develops in the heart of a living being, then many miraculous things happen. For example, the Lord takes note of the desire of the living entity to serve him by hearing the good instructions from the scriptures and by applying them in life and struggling to control the mind and senses and engage them all in Krishna's service. When Krishna sees such sincerity, then several things he does. For example, he will help the living entity to understand how insignificant am I. He will help the living being to perceive clearly the glories of the other devotees. He will be allowing the living entity to see the mercy of the Lord flowing in various ways through prasad, through deity, through harinam, through dham and through the scriptures and everything. Krishna will allow the living entity to access his own heart to know the wicked thoughts that are sitting in the throne of the heart and how deadly they are. Krishna will also help the living entity to perceive the harsh realities of the material world. Krishna will help the living being to perceive the danger of Maya. And Krishna will also show glimpses of his own supreme attraction to the devotee, by which he will pull the devotee back to himself, to the spiritual world. So all these things happen in the heart of the living being who is sincere, who possesses a service attitude. On the other hand, one who lacks service attitude will find the glittering of the material world very attractive. All that glitters is not gold, you know that. But still, because it glitters, one will be maddened by and infatuated by the allurements of the offered by the material nature, Maya Devi. And one will be finding fault with devotees and criticizing them. And one will find dryness in spiritual life. And one will not find delight in the spiritual activities. And one may find the shastras boring, because they will seem to be telling the same old thing again and again. Go back home, back to Godhead. You may think, I have heard it a million times. What is so great about it? One may think. And one will find fault with Krishna also, Krishna, Guru, Vaishnavas. And one will not find the association of Vaishnavas soothing to the heart. Rather, one will consider it a threat to one's sense gratification. In this way, one who lacks service attitude, his heart becomes a residing place for bats and vultures and foxes and dangerous creatures. such a person's heart becomes flooded with dangerous qualities, which very soon throw him out of the sangha of devotees. So how does it matter? It matters a lot, because our chanting of the holy names every day depends on what our heart is filled up with. We are very much dependent on the strength of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas and the Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, who is gradually giving us the realizations that are necessary for having a sustained interest in Krishna conscious life. So if you don't get that type of support from Guru, Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, it is not possible for us to continue Krishna consciousness for a long time. So somebody may think, I just don't care about service attitude. I will lead my spiritual life in the way I want. I don't care for Vaishnavas, I don't care for Krishna, I don't care for Guru. And one may do whatever one wants, and it's only a matter of time one will be lost from the association of devotees. And one will not find taste in the chanting of the holy name. I have personal experience. When I do menial services for some period of time, then Krishna gives such amazing realizations in the heart. Like, you know, you wash the pots, or you clean the floor, or you serve prasad, or you try to do some kind of service to other devotees. Then subsequently Krishna brings a fresh, a whole lot of realizations in the heart about the glory of devotees and Krishna's sweetness. Everything gets manifested in the heart. On the other hand, you quarrel with the devotee and try to sit and chant the holy name. You feel Krishna kicks on your face. You don't feel any taste at all in chanting of the holy name. You become angry with Krishna also. So chanting has a very direct connection to our service attitude, and the service attitude develops depending on how we conduct ourselves while living in the midst of devotees and living in this Krishna conscious society. So it is something that requires to be paid attention, and one has to take a look at oneself and see one's attitude with which one is leading one's Krishna conscious life. Because we don't have much control over the chanting of the holy name, because we know mind goes crazy practically in chanting. But we have some control over the activities that we do with body from morning to night. How we deal with devotees. So how we conduct ourselves, that is something which we have some control of. So sometimes I observe, even in chanting of the holy name, some devotees, like one of the devotees I was seeing, he was sitting. So he was just pushing the other devotee, you know, don't sit close by, sit far away. Or some devotee was like sometimes pinching a devotee because he was sleeping too strongly. Or sometimes chastising devotees. People do that. Very unknowingly, we do so many things when we handle with devotees. Actually, devotees should be dealt with like handled with care items. You know, when you buy in the market, you buy these glassware, they write handled with care. So devotees are handled with care items because they are very dear to Krishna. So one cannot afford to just do whatever one wants and still expect to chant the holy name very nicely. It's very difficult. So we are talking a whole Vishakhapatnam camp seminar and service attitude, but it has a very strong connection to the chanting of the holy name. So let us use our all day from morning to night to do such activities that Krishna will take note, and Krishna will be pleased with such activities, so that he will give us the right realizations and consciousness that is necessary to chant the holy names fervently on the subsequent day. And every day should be an endeavor in that direction. Every activity one should think. So Krishna consciousness is a moment-to-moment consciousness of whether I am conducting myself in the right way. And one should be thinking about it, and one should align oneself with the good instructions given in the scriptures. And we have to always keep finding out where am I deviating from the standard. And the result will be shown immediately. When we deviate from the standard expected, we find chanting going haywire and our consciousness going haywire. That's why I was telling in the beginning, desire, or the intent that we have in our heart, that's the beginning, the thought. So one can pay attention to one's thought, because the subsequent things will follow the thought. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.